world where shitty talk radio proliferates the internet. Two people have joined up to save the world.
Save the world.
It's Mornings with Sam and Andrea, only on LA Talk Radio.
Pulled me over for speeding.
Well, you were probably speeding, so he's got you on radar.
Well, no, he said I was going 90, but I was only going 75.
All right, what are you calling me for?
Well, I'm calling you to see what to do, because this guy's writing me a ticket right now.
Take the ticket, and that's it, and you'll pay it.
No, I'm not going to pay this ticket, because this guy's...
Jimmy, you're on radar going down a major highway. They have radar.
I'm not taking the ticket.
You know what, Jimmy? If you want to continue to be an ass and get yourself into deeper than you do, then you go right ahead. Because you're going to get him pissed, and then he'll end up just taking you to the house. So don't even bother saying anything. Just take the ticket.
Hold on. Here he comes.
No.
Hey, roll down the window.
Take the ticket.
Yeah, let's go. Who are you talking to?
My mom.
Oh, really? Is this a good time to call your mother?
No, she called you.
Yes, it is a good time to call my mother. It's very important because you're being an ass. You're lying about everything.
Hey. Jimmy!
Oh!
No.
Don't say another word, Jimmy.
Hey!
We'll deal with it. Take the ticket and say, don't say another word to him.
I don't want to take the ticket.
Take the ticket, you're going to get arrested.
Mom, he's going to be putting me in handcuffs soon. He found marijuana in my glove compartment.
Oh, great. This is what I need.
I don't even know where it came from, but
oh,
whatever.
Don't, please don't give me this I'm not an idiot. If I were you, I would just shut my mouth. Take the ticket, do whatever you have to do. But if you open your mouth to this cop, there's going to be more trouble than you can handle.
He's a jerk.
It doesn't matter if he's a jerk. Most cops are jerks. If you have one lick of common sense, you will shut your mouth right now. Don't say another word to these guys.
He came up to my car acting all stupid. He had a Dunkin' Donuts coffee cup in his left hand.
Watch your mouth!
And a damn donut with his right hand looking like a fat slob.
When you get home, you're effing off to a cop telling him he's fat, that he's Dunkin' Donuts. Where is your head?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Officer Bradshaw. Can you knock some common sense into this kid or what?
Knock some common sense into him? I'm going to knock more than common sense into him.
Yeah.
You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Mornings with Sam and Andrea.
Sam and Andrea.
Exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
All right. Good morning to Friday, June 20th. Another scorching day in Southern California. And Andrea's back with us. Good morning.
This is our one-week anniversary.
It is, huh?
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. The last time you were the first time you were here, it was still Sam in the morning.
Uh-huh. And it was Friday the 13th.
It was, too.
Yeah.
Well, it worked out good for us.
Unlucky turned into lucky.
Yeah. There you go. So you went on an audition yesterday.
Yeah, a big cattle call.
Really?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Why?
Sat there for hours. Well, they don't know what they were doing, and they were just auditioning all kinds of people for all kinds of different parts. Usually when you audition for your stuff.
Right.
You know, then you go, and then they bring in, if they have men, then they're going to audition them. But this was almost like a circus. It was insane.
Really?
Well, they were looking for a juggler, so they had all these jugglers in the hallway.
That's not the role you were going for.
No, you know, I walked in like, am I at the right place or what's happening? But yeah, then there was a whole, oh God, it was just so many people. So it was a big film.
Oh, so it is for a film?
Yeah, it's for a film.
Really?
Yeah.
A big one?
Oh, I don't know about a big one, but yeah. I mean, a lot of parts, obviously.
Oh, I see.
A lot of
okay.
little parts they're trying to cast, so.
Yeah. What kind of role did you go for?
I went for the nurse,
mm-hmm.
yeah, who's the mother of the little boy that gets kidnapped in the film.
Oh.
Yeah, so. Wow. I'm a nurse looking for my son.
Yeah. So how does it look? Do you think they liked it?
No, I didn't think. I didn't feel like I was the girl.
Really?
Yeah. You kind of get a sense for it, you know?
Yeah.
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 And so the other show I found out, the TV show that I went up for, I didn't know this, but did you know what the word Zoftic means?
No.
See, most people don't know this word. It sounds like exotic. That's what I thought Zoftic means. But obviously Zoftic means chubby.
Oh, yeah?
So they wanted a girl who was more... Because I noticed that in the audition that I was thinner than some of the other girls. And I was like... You know, some of the girls were big girls, you know? And I was like, well, this is weird. Obviously because, you know, you're going to show your butt. So usually, you know, on television, you know, they show hot ass. So I was surprised. But anyway, that's what zoftic means. It means overweight.
And
so.
Why would they call it that? I mean, can't they just say fat?
It sounds better. Well, you know, if you're going in for a part and you read it and the description says fat guy with, you know, no personality, you're like, oh, but if they say quirky guy who, you know.
That's true.
With a little more to love, you feel like, oh, okay, that's me, you know. So. Obviously, I didn't get that part. But I was like, I could gain weight. You know, give me
there you go.
Give me a weekend. I'll put some weight on.
Yeah. Now, you wrote to me that you lost quite a bit, right, of weight. Did you want to talk about it?
Yeah, years ago, I lost 100 pounds.
Wow.
Over 15 years ago. Yeah, I was very heavy.
Really?
Yeah.
It's hard for me to imagine.
I show you. The pictures are scary. My father can't even look at the pictures.
Really?
Yeah, because he's just like, oh, my God. But, I completely changed... my entire life, and losing the weight then in turn changed my life.
Yeah, I can imagine. So were you always overweight before that?
I was kind of up and down. I was a thin child, and then right around 10 or 11, I started putting on weight and went through a period of being heavy, and then I kind of lost it a little bit in high school, and then after high school, I didn't go to college, but I put on the freshman 15 plus some anyway. So so I was heavy.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's hard to imagine, you know?
I know, because some people say, you know, you some people look like they used to be heavy, and people go, I can't ever imagine you heavy.
No. That's because you work out and stuff, right?
I do.
You take care of yourself.
Yeah, I've completely changed it around, and I'm kind of like a health freak, I think.
Really?
Now. Yeah. I quit smoking, and I did it at the same time, too, quit smoking and lost weight.
Yeah. That's the best way to quit smoking. I mean, before when I quit, I would... start working out the same day, you know, and then it's kind of hard to view yourself as a smoker and, you know, someone who works out at the same time.
Definitely.
Although I think some people do it. But
some people do it. I mean, my mom was a big smoker, and we used to go to, when I was a kid, we would go to this gym in Las Vegas, and we would go to the gym, and we'd come out, and as soon as we came out, she'd light up.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty funny to see.
You know, what I used to do is as soon as I got out of the gym, go to Krispy Kreme.
Really?
A few donuts.
How could you do that, though? Don't you feel ugh?
No, that was a time when I was crazy about Krispy Kreme. They closed down most of them, right?
Yeah, don't
they
have in Burbank.
In Burbank. That's what my daughter was telling me.
Yeah, I just don't eat them. I don't eat sugar at all.
We're going to take a pilgrimage to Burbank.
Yeah, you guys should go. They have a drive-through.
I know.
Which to me
I like to go inside, and they don't make them hot all day, but you have to either go in the morning or in the evening. Mm-hmm. They make them fresh. And I haven't had one in years, but those are like definitely the best donuts. Have you ever had one?
I have had one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a while ago because I don't eat sugar anymore.
Really?
I gave up sugar, so I don't eat donuts or cake or candy or ice cream or any
of that. Wow, how can you?
Yeah. I just stopped doing it, and I don't miss it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I find that sugar makes you want more sugar.
Really?
So you start, and then you want more, and then you want more, and then you want more.
Yeah, so it's kind of addicting?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's an addictive thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it too loud? Yeah, just lower your headphones.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
People are messing with them all the time.
Yeah.
But
that's much better.
Yeah. So I didn't know that about sugar.
Yeah, yeah. Sugar, to me, is like heroin.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it pretty fattening, too?
Well, yeah, because it spikes your insulin. So then what happens is, you know, you eat sugar, it spikes your insulin, and then your insulin comes down. So then the only thing that'll spike it back up is more sugar.
I see.
Then you have more sugar and you go lower, and it's just a constant up and down. And so you can't really regulate. And if your insulin levels are out of control, then you can't really lose fat. Your body will hold on to fat. When your insulin levels are balanced. That's why they say eat 6 small meals a day. Because if you keep your insulin balanced, then you work out, and then your body releases fat because it feels like it's going to get another meal.
I see. Yeah. Yeah. Wow, that's interesting. So you're into health now.
I'm totally into it, yeah.
Really?
And most of it is self-taught. Most of the stuff I know I just learned by reading and, you know, because, you know, I come from a family. I mean, my parents weren't heavy. My mom, you know, struggled up and down with her weight, but my dad is pretty thin and very healthy, works out. But the majority of my family is overweight, so.
Yeah, and Italians love to eat.
Ooh, we love to eat.
One thing that occurred to me about The Sopranos is every scene they're eating, almost every scene. seen.
Well, yeah, my family eats constantly.
Really?
When we used to go to my aunt's house for dinner, seriously, you would eat, you'd finish eating, you'd sit on the couch, you'd be so stuffed, and within an hour or so, someone would come out and go, "You want a sandwich?" and your stomach goes, "There's no way I could fit enough," and then you find yourself going, "All right, what do you got? What kind of bread? Well, let's make something." And then you're eating again. So it is constant food from the time you get
up. I wonder what it is about those cultures that do that. You know, I mean, I know that many Europeans are like that, you know, or at least Greek, Italians, you know.
I think we're bored. We got nothing else to do.
You think so?
Yeah, what are we going to do? Let's make a sandwich. I think that's what it is. Yeah. Not a lot happening.
Yeah. I think it's kind of a social thing, you know.
Totally.
And I think people bond while they're eating.
Totally, totally. And there's so many emotional things that happen around food. You know, to us, it's not a wedding. It's, you know, how was the food? That's the first thing people ask. Oh, I went to Chuck and Lisa's wedding. You did? How was the food?
Really?
That's all we care about.
Yeah.
And same things with funerals, you know. Funerals, and then you have the wake, and then you go back to somebody's house, and you eat. And so it's all about food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what made you finally decide that's it, I'm going to go on a diet or start working out?
I was just sick. I was sick and tired, sick and tired. And I think that for most people that have weight to lose, even if it's 10 or 15 pounds, it's in your awareness every day. You wake up and go, oh, God, I got to lose weight. And then I think you just hit that point where you're like, all right, I'm ready to do something about it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's going to be a huge sacrifice, you know.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, changing, and change is hard.
Yeah. So how did you lose 100 pounds? I mean, what exactly
I went to Weight Watchers, and that was the first step, because I just sort of started to learn how to eat.
Right.
And then after that, I went to Jenny Craig, which, you know, so I went to different diet programs and learned different things from each one.
Yeah.
And then I just sort of kind of developed my own way of eating that works for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Weight Watchers, they don't give you food.
Don't give you food. They went through a period where they did have the food. They tried it, but it didn't really go over so big, because you can buy the Weight Watcher meals in the supermarket.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But I think, you know, and the same problem I have with Jenny Craig, which is we talked about the other day with Kirstie Alley, is, you know, if I give you something to eat every day and you eat it and you lose weight, that's great. But what happens when you stop eating the food?
Yeah.
You have to really know what healthy choices are and what... I think a lot of people don't know healthy choices from non-healthy. I mean, most people know, you know.
Yeah.
Burger, french fries, pizza, fried chicken. You're not on a weight loss
all
program.
All my favorites. Top of my menu.
And I eat all that stuff.
Do you
eat
really?
All that stuff, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just in moderation.
Nice. Yes.
And you can make substitutions, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if I really want fried chicken, I won't go to, you know, a fast food restaurant. I'll go to Whole Foods and get their fried chicken, you know.
Oh.
Or if pizza, you know, I'll blot the grease off it a little bit. I don't, you know, I tend to, since losing weight, it's weird. My taste buds have changed. I can't handle real heavy, greasy stuff. You know, we went to Chili's last night, and my boyfriend's the complete opposite. You know, the more fattening it is, the better.
I know, I'm like that.
So he got Texas cheese fries, so like french fries covered in cheese.
Yes.
Mm. And then ranch.
No chili on it, too.
Yeah, right. I think he was disappointed there wasn't chili. Yeah. And then, you know, so I can't eat, like, you know, I'll have a couple of them, but they weren't even that good to me, you know.
Yeah.
I would much rather a baked potato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good, you know. I mean, I admire people that are health conscious and stuff, because I'm not, you know. And I'm feeling it. I'm starting to feel it as I'm getting older, you know. When you're young, you don't really feel it.
Yeah, that's the main key. As you get older, you can't get away with what you used to get away with. Even drinking, you know, people, you're drinking, you're in your 20s, you know, you crash, you wake up the next day and you go to work. It's like, now, you know, if you get drunk and, you know, in your 40s,
it's hard, huh?
It takes a little bit longer to recoup, you know? So, I definitely, you know, aging's a bitch. So to age and feel shitty is, what a nightmare. I can't imagine. You got to feel good, or why do it?
Yeah, you really do. And I'm worrying about the coming years, you know, if I don't start doing something, you know.
Do you work out? You work out, though?
No,
don't you?
I don't.
Not at all?
No. I used to.
Yeah.
I used to a long time ago.
Yeah.
But it's hard to get me to go, because it's... you know, like many people feel it's just boring, you know, or like too much of a hassle. But I think we need to, you know.
Have to.
In today's lifestyle, you know, where we hardly move, we sit on our asses all day in the car, in the office, at home. I think we need that activity.
Well, I think that's part of the problem. It's like the law of inertia. You know, a body at rest tends to stay at rest. So it's like when you're sitting all day and you're sitting in the car and you're, you know, I had a lot of clients that I used to, that were personal training clients of mine that used to say, I'm just so tired.
Yeah.
And they're not doing anything physical. So they're not tired from the physical activity. They're tired because that their body is so used to not moving that it's just they feel like they need more not moving. So they get up, they get in the car, they commute to work, they sit in an office all day, they come home, they commute back, they sit in front of the TV, and then they move from the couch to the bed, and they're like, oof, where's...
That's pretty much your lifestyle.
Yeah, where am I going to find the energy to work out? But see, it's a catch-22 because once you start working out, then you get the energy.
I know, and I remember that. I mean, it's like you have good pain all day in your body, and especially when you do it in the morning. I mean, you're just so energized. And I remember when I was working out, I could, if I didn't go, I would feel bad. You know?
Yeah.
It's sort of like you sort of like look forward to it.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe I can get myself back into it. I have to.
What did you do? What was your routine when you did
I would go on the elliptical thing, and sometimes, well, in the beginning, when aerobics was hot, like in the 80s, I used to do a lot of aerobics and stuff. And that was fun, you know, because I felt it's really a rigorous workout.
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes, you know, if you do like low impact aerobics, you don't feel the same way.
Right. But when you really break a sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should try. There's fun classes, Barry's Boot Camp. And then there's another one that I go to called Pulse, where it is a class setting and you do 30 minutes on the treadmill and 30 minutes doing weights. But it's they have a teacher that, you know, goes around and says, come on, you know, and you can walk or run, whatever you're most comfortable doing. You walk. If they have you walking, though, they have you going up hills. And they really push you.
Really?
And when you leave there, you really feel like, oh, wow, that was a workout.
Wow.
You know? And you get it all in. It's only an hour. What I started doing, because I sort of got out of the habit of going to the gym myself. When I went back, I just don't stay as long as I used to stay at the gym. Because you can get burnt out. If you're at the gym every day, you can just get burnt out doing
the
same thing.
Every day is too much, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how often do you go now?
Probably go five, 6 days a week. Yeah, I usually take a day off during the week. You know, sometimes I take 2 days off.
Yeah.
But then it's hard. If I take 2 days off in a row, then I find that third day I'm like, oh, I don't want to go.
Already sluggish, huh?
Yeah. So I just try to not do as long. I used to do an hour every day. Now I just do probably 40 minutes. I'll do 20 minutes of weights and 20 minutes on the treadmill, on the elliptic, and then I go home.
Oh.
I do abs and then I go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, obviously, you look healthy, which
is
good.
Thank you.
Know.
I feel good.
And do you?
Yeah, I feel good. I have good energy, and you know, but I definitely don't have my boyfriend's not into it at all.
Yeah,
at all. And I told him I would train him for free.
Yeah,
you know,
obviously.
I would train him.
Yeah.
You know, I would charge him, but you know, I would help him. But he just he's in that phase. You know what I mean? It's like when you're in a really unhealthy phase. You know, he smokes and doesn't work out and doesn't eat right, and so it's like, you know, the thought of, you know, changing everything, you know, is a lot.
I know, it is. It is. I'm like that, too. And the older you are, the harder it is to quit smoking and all those bad habits that you have, you know.
Yeah.
But I definitely need to... To me, always, the word health was just something that I'm not concerned with, you know. It's
really?
For somebody else.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. But every time something hurts, every time something's wrong... You realize that health is more important than anything.
Yep. And they've done so many studies now that all kinds of things are prevented, or the risk factor goes down so much. Breast cancer, colon cancer. I mean, all the cancers, heart disease. I mean, you know, just stuff you wouldn't even think about really goes down just from exercise. Just a little bit of exercise, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I think that we have much more education than our parents did and our grandparents did, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
My grandmother never went to the gym.
Yeah, there was no awareness.
No, and as a result, you know, they were pretty unhealthy as a generation.
And overweight and stuff.
And overweight and a lot of disease and sickness and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very few of them die from old age. You know, so many conditions. I don't want any of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you'll be my inspiration. You know,
I will be your inspiration.
Yeah.
Get your ass.
So you do private training?
Yeah,
still?
I do private training. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a website or something?
I'm building a website right now. Okay. I'm working on doing that. I had one, and then I stopped for a long time.
Right.
I stopped doing.
Well, why don't you give out your email address? Maybe somebody would be interested.
Sure. Because
I told my wife you're a trainer, and she says, well, maybe she can help me.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want to go to the gym at all.
I think everybody looks for a trainer. trainer's the best thing because motivation, you know, that's the thing, is like you got to get motivated. And I also think too is that I've been there, you know what I mean? I've been overweight. I've crossed that, you know. Yes. I had a trainer one time, she'd never had a weight problem and she was real, you know, and they just
so she couldn't relate to you.
They don't get it. Yeah. So anyway, my email is AndreaNittoli@hotmail.com.
And it's Nittoli.
Yeah, yeah. And you can go on latalkradio.com and see.
And your email address is there too, right?
It
did
is?
You give it to me?
No, I don't know if I did.
No, okay. But you so can, we'll put it up.
Yeah, there's some cool
we'll
stuff on there. Yeah. I was on there last night.
Yeah?
Yeah. I told my dad to click on and listen to the show with Psychic Dave and Eddie Connor. And he, you know, my dad's very illiterate when it comes to the computer, so my stepmom has to sort of guide it. But he wound up listening to part of Wednesday. So I called him, or he called me this morning, and he goes, "Your vibrator broke, and you got a new one." And I go, "What are you? What show are you listening to?"
Yeah, you shouldn't be listening.
I go, "Not that show. Tuesday's show." Now, my dad's very open-minded.
Yeah, though, is it?
Yeah.
Well, they have to be. Either that or they can't listen, you know? Yeah. Because this is radio, and we say what we want, especially
yes, we do.
Here.
Yes, we do. So what's happening today?
Well, you said your son's going to come.
My son's going to call in. Yeah, he's going to start doing reviews of the movies for us so we can, so the viewers can know what's shit and what's not.
Yeah. So is he giving us, why is this like popping here? I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Is he going to give us previews or...
He's going to see some of the films that are coming out today. He hasn't seen them yet, obviously, because they just came out today. But he's going to give us a little bit of previews, what he's excited about, what he's not, and then you know, some of the, he's seen everything that's out right now.
Really?
Yeah, except for, you know, what came out today.
Yeah.
He's seen all of them. He sees every movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, he's very into it.
Even the obscure ones? No.
He loves the obscure. Yeah. I mean, he can name you movies and facts that you wouldn't even be able to believe. Just ask him like who won Best Director and. Whatever this year, he can tell you.
Wow.
Yeah. He's always been that way, and then he went to film school, so now he's a big snob.
And how old is he again?
He's 23.
23.
Yeah.
That's your oldest?
That's my oldest.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. He's still my baby, though.
Yeah. They're always babies.
Yeah. 6'2", big baby. So last night he babysat his sister, and I think they watched The Golden Compass, which just came out on DVD.
On DVD?
Yeah.
That's like a fantasy movie, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Well, him and I don't have totally the same taste in movies, you know.
Yeah, well, there's a generation gap there, you know?
Yeah.
I know, like, my kids are crazy about Family Guy and
Family Guy's funny, though.
Is it?
It's funny?
I never watched it.
Oh,
really.
You have to watch it.
Really?
Oh, it's your sense of humor, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very dry, and the dog and the baby just run the whole house. It's funny. Very funny.
And then you have South Park, where teenagers are crazy about that
as well. Yeah, I was never a big South Park fan, but there was a couple episodes of where it's very clever, very well written, and very clever. Just not my, you know, not something I would tune into every day.
Yeah. And kids like a lot of horror films and stuff like that, that I can't really relate to.
Not into that at all.
Have you been to any movies lately?
What's the last thing I saw? I saw Don't Mess with Zohan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was that good? Is it worth it?
It's, you know, it's a summer fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, is it funny enough to go see? Because Adam Sandler sometimes is just not very funny.
I don't know.
You wouldn't recommend?
I think if you're looking for something to do in the summer, you know what I mean? It's not like it's not going to go on my top 10 list. It's, you know, it's just, it was amusing. My boyfriend's a hairdresser, so there was a lot of humor about the hairdressing thing that was funny to us, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's worth seeing.
Wow.
I feel like films, and we'll talk more about this when Tom calls in, but I feel like films have really, they're really dumbed down. You know, I was in Blockbuster.
Really?
Seriously, we walked around Blockbuster last night and could not find anything that we wanted to see.
Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't make sense. I mean, I don't know why people still go to Blockbuster and stuff, because you have something like Netflix where you can choose from tens of thousands of titles, you know. You go into Starbucks, they have only the most recent stuff and then some really old stuff. But
Starbucks?
Starbucks.
It's Blockbuster. Like Starbucks has movies?
Yeah, well, you know, B's and S's.
We're just plugging Starbucks because we want free coffee.
But Blockbuster or any of the video stores,
Hollywood Video.
Yeah, it seems like they're not really relevant. Yeah,
a lot of them are going out of business because they can't compete. But the thing with me is, like, I don't know what movie I'm going to want to watch.
Right.
You know, you have to be able to predict. Netflix is like, oh, right. I think I'm going to want to see this movie, and then you send away for it, and then it comes in the mail.
For and me, you're not in the mood for it.
And
yeah.
And it's like, what was I thinking? I don't want to see this fucking English Patient, you know? But that's why I like going to the store. But there's just, you're right, there's not a good selection.
Yeah. I haven't watched a movie on DVD in probably a year.
Really?
Do you believe that? Or on TV or anything.
Why is that?
And I don't watch TV. I mean, the thing is, I don't really have the time. And I'm a very restless person. So it's hard for me to sit back and relax and watch a movie. That's why we go to the movie theaters when we want to watch
trapped.
A movie. Yeah, and you're more focused and
but
stuff.
But your wife is a big TV watcher, yeah?
No.
No?
Not at all.
She watches The Bachelorette. That's it.
Well, she didn't. I mean, she wasn't really. It just happened
it
to be on TV. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, we don't even have. We used to watch Lost together, and I loved that show.
Uh huh.
But then this past season, I didn't even see.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
It didn't bother you that you were.
No, I'll probably get it on DVD one time.
But
And I also know when there's good shows and I get into it, then I gotta watch it all the time. You
right.
know? Like Lost. I mean, we couldn't wait for it to come on again. You
yeah,
know?
You get into those shows. My big show is American Idol.
Really?
The only show where I'm. And now I'm watching Last Comic Standing, so I'm into that a little bit. But my daughter and I for a while were into Heroes. We were watching Heroes the first season. That was really good, but. My boyfriend constantly watches television.
Really?
The TV is always on.
Wow.
From morning to night. It never goes off. And he can watch anything.
Really?
Whatever. Commercial.
Yeah.
Show about, you know,
wow,
whatever.
Amazing.
Yarn. It's a show about
yarn. But that's good because he's never bored. He always has
never
something
bored.
To do.
He's just always like, wow. I'm like, what are you watching?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a show about the history of, what was he watching the other day? The history of... I know it was the History Channel, and they were doing something about monsters.
Monsters,
but monsters aren't even real.
No,
but they created this show as if they were real.
Yeah,
it's just ridiculous.
I know, and often you know, I mean, when you watch something like the History Channel,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how they do reenactment and mm-hmm. stuff like this, it's but you know, since we see the images, we tend to believe that this is actually how it happened,
right?
You know, but this is just like a movie. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, it's not. You know, you don't know what it's based on or anything, you know,
no.
and you don't know that it happened that way.
Yeah.
So that's why sometimes they sort of alienate me with those shows, you know.
Yeah.
But some are interesting, you know, some are very interesting. And there's a lot of great stuff on TV, I'm sure.
Oh, there's so many channels now. It's ridiculous. I mean, I don't really watch a show. I just flip and flip and flip and flip, and then it's like, oh, the hour's up. You know what's great, though, is Will and Grace. I watched Will and Grace last night at reruns. What a great show.
Is it really?
Oh, my God.
I watched part of it one time, and it seemed okay.
Great
but
show.
Really?
I think it's one of the best shows that was on TV. Yeah.
That's not on anymore, though, right? Just on reruns.
No, they were on for a while.
Yeah?
It was just great writing mm-hmm. and a great cast, and they just had such incredible comedic timing, all four of them.
Really?
Yeah, all four were just, woof.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what they're doing now.
Well, who knows? Mm. Looking for new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to love... the sitcoms of the 70s, you know, they were just awesome. Some in the 80s as well, but I remember like What's Happening and One Day at a Time.
What about Mary Tyler Moore?
Mary Tyler Moore was pretty good. That was a little older though. And then they had.
How? No, wasn't that the 70s?
70s, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'll. Yeah, that was early 70s probably. And then they had Three's Company, which I loved. You
and
know,
you were and there for the final
I
episode.
I was there for the final one.
Final episode.
Yeah, Happy Days was a good show.
Happy Days, Laverne and
Shirley.
I loved
that when I was a teenager. Yeah. So there used to be a lot of great shows. I mean, I don't see them cranking out any classics anymore. You know.
Well, Seinfeld was great.
Yeah, Seinfeld was good, but that's over too.
What else? Will and Grace, I think, was a good one. There was a mm-hmm. couple of them. Friends.
Friends was good,
yeah.
Although I never watched it.
You know, and how do you know it was good? People told you.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you see what's going on around it and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It came out at a time where, you know, friendship was not like a big deal and stuff. So I felt this is sort of like ridiculous to try and show that people are really like friends. And you know what? I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. But it just didn't seem right to me. It seemed sort of like phony.
Yeah.
You know, to me.
Well, it is a sitcom.
Yeah, it is a sitcom.
And I mean, of course, it's not based in reality, you know. I mean, but none of the shows were. But I think that the difference was the reason sitcoms were so good back in the 70s is that they did shows All in the Family and Mary Tyler Moore, and the main characters, the Jeffersons, whatever, mm-hmm. they were adults. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
And then sitcoms became all about people in their 20s.
Yeah.
And people in their
and
20s
then in teenagers
are
too.
Retarded. I mean, they're emotionally retarded. They don't have anything. And if you've been to a bar, you don't want to talk to anybody in their 20s. They have yeah. nothing to say. They haven't
Not
done
much.
Shit. They haven't been anywhere. They haven't done anything.
Exactly.
So it's like, you're going to do a sitcom about what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have no life experience whatsoever.
Yeah.
But if you watch Mary Tyler Moore, I mean, they were all 30, 40 years old.
Yeah, that's true.
Ed Asner was probably in his 50s, you know. Mm-hmm. Even Cheers, it was an older group of people.
Yes, yes.
Then all of a sudden they started turning it all into this, you know.
Yeah. Now there
Dawson's
was a great
Creek
show.
And Friends.
Yeah.
Cheers was great.
Cheers was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I love Cheers. And I also liked, what was the other show that was on? Oh, I just chopped out of my head.
During the same time?
Yeah, during the same time. If you know, call in.
Yeah.
Help me.
818-602-4498. I always forget to give out the number, and people forget to call.
And you know, I don't think the number's on the website.
It is. It's on two places. It's on the front page, anywhere where there's Listen Live. So on the front page, there's Listen Live. Right underneath, there's the number.
Uh-huh.
And also, we have a page called Listen Live. And when you go on there, there's the number and the email and our Skype number as well.
What's the Skype number? What's that?
Well, it's so people can call us through Skype. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then they can call us from anywhere in the world. It doesn't cost a dime.
Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world.
And they can get LA Talk Radio anywhere in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
What happened yesterday? What did I miss yesterday?
Yesterday was a lot of fun. Uh-huh. Johnny Dam was here, and we always have a lot of fun. We were laughing a lot. And then we had Tiffany
singer.
Randall,
uh-huh.
and she's a singer from New York,
uh-huh.
and does she have a voice, and she can sing like nothing else, and she brought in a guitar, so she did a live performance as well, and that was just amazing. You
and
know?
Does she have original
and
songs?
Yes, it's all. She writes them and produces them.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's really cool, and she's pretty young, you know, she looks like in her early to mid-20s.
Wow.
And
maybe she'll go on American Idol.
Maybe, that's a good idea, we didn't ask her about that. And she was she brought a CD and it disappeared now. I wanted to play some songs from it because it's amazing. But they disappeared. I don't know what happened to the CD. So you should definitely listen. If you missed yesterday's show, you should listen to Tiffany because she's got a heavenly voice.
And does she perform really in Los Angeles?
Yes, she does. I can't remember where she said she'd be. It's a place down in Hollywood. But again, if you listen to the show yesterday, the archive, you can go and see her. I think it's Sunday.
This Sunday.
Yeah. She's going to be on Hollywood somewhere in Cahuenga. I can't remember what it is. Cafe, something cafe.
There's a lot of them down there on Cahuenga. In Hollywood?
Yeah, in Hollywood.
Yeah, there's a lot of good music in Los Angeles, you know?
Yeah, there really is.
Yeah,
there
you
really
can
is.
Go out
you know?
And see it.
A lot of talent.
What I just don't like so much is that I don't think people really appreciate music here. Because there's so much of it. I've been to clubs where people are playing and people are talking while they're playing. And then they'll get louder and then the people get louder. And it's just, to me, it's rude. You know, I come from, you know, someone's performing, you know, they're giving you something and you need to pay attention.
Just
like comedy, though. You have that. I've seen a lot of comics struggle with that. They get on stage and people are just
talking and not paying attention.
Just like this is a good time to catch up. And I don't think people understand the etiquette. You know what I mean? It's like you don't go to a comedy club. That's the worst first date, I think, ever, because it's just like a movie. You know, you're
exactly.
not supposed
you
to be talking.
Exactly. You don't talk. You don't. You're right.
It's
not
rude.
A good place for a date.
No. I think a good place for a date is somewhere, you know, dinner or something where you can talk and get to know each other, and then you can go see a movie.
Right.
I mean, unless you hate them, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good place for married people to go because you got nothing to say.
Yeah.
You find that? Do you have stuff to talk about still with your wife?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
How long have you been together?
4 years.
4 years. Yeah. And you still have stuff to talk about.
Oh, yeah, we do. We do.
Like
and I'm amazed. You know,
like
I'm
what
amazed.
What do you talk about?
Because, well, let me tell you, usually in my relationships, I know after a couple of years, I start getting really bored and restless.
Really?
But not this time.
Yeah.
Not this time.
That's how you know it's
what
real.
Do we talk about? Well, the thing is this, is that, look, we keep ourselves occupied, too. You know, I mean, I work a lot and stuff. So when we do find some time, you know, there's a lot of different things we talk about, you know. And not all positive things, you know. I mean, negative things happen, and we talk about that and stuff. But no, let me tell you, it's like every night we go to bed together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we never go separately to bed.
Mm-hmm.
We hug and we cuddle and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk a little bit there. And then we go to bed. So there's always that connection, you know. And God knows my wife doesn't stop talking. I mean, she talks nonstop.
Does she?
She has something to say about everything.
What's her background? What kind of nationality is she?
She's Israeli too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so you have that bond.
We do, and we're the same generation. We're the same age,
oh, that's
and
nice.
Yeah, so we grew up with the same music, same culture, same
right,
everything. You
right.
know, so it's easy to relate. When I was married to my first wife, she's an American,
uh-huh.
and you know, she grew up here in LA and stuff. And there's not. I mean, the only thing we had in common, really, as far as background, is that we were both Jewish.
Right.
But it's so different, you know. It's
yeah.
so different for people that grew up here to people that grew up in another country. And you know, but I mean, I've done most of my, well, all of my adulthood out here. You
mm-hmm.
know, I came here when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
So I still retain some of my background, but also. A lot has changed about me, so I'm
mm-hmm.
not your average Israeli that comes to America.
Right.
And so, yeah, we have a lot to share, a lot to talk about and stuff. And plus, we both had been married before, so we know what we want, what we don't want. And,
yeah.
And that thing. So.
And what kind of work does she do?
She manages a furniture, like a high-end furniture company that
uh-huh.
they manufacture like custom furniture and stuff like that.
Nice.
And she manages the whole thing and that.
Wow,
yeah.
That's great.
She's been doing that for a long time.
And
yeah,
do you have that furniture in your house?
Yeah. We've got some
stuff.
Pieces that are worth thousands of dollars that
wow.
we didn't have to pay for. Like huge wall
that she
units
stole?
And stuff.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, it wasn't easy to put in the trunk, but
why is your husband dragging the chair down the street?
Yeah.
That's funny.
But it's, yeah, it's really cool stuff.
I think
so.
That's good. I mean, you're probably both passionate about what you're doing in your lives.
Yeah,
so that
yeah.
makes it interesting, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we really did click from day one, you
yeah.
know? So it's good. And believe me, Andrea, the moment it starts being boring and shit, and,
mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to do something about it,
mm.
you know? I'm going to reevaluate the whole thing. Hopefully it'll never happen.
Yeah.
You know? But I think one way to stay together is not to be up each other's ass all the time.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
To be
your
own person.
Own thing, yeah.
You know, because I was thinking of something once that if you both become one, you know, it's sort
mm-hmm.
of like a cliche,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're both like one.
Mm-hmm.
But if you both become like one, when you go separate ways, you're each half a person then.
Mm.
You know? And
That's
you
good.
Lose a lot of your identity.
That's good.
So I think you really have to keep that individuality and,
mm-hmm.
and your own life in a,
yeah.
in a certain way. Have your own friends, hang out with friends and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And like last night, she wanted to go to this movie. They have the Israeli Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to see it, but I didn't. So she went. So she found a friend and,
mm-hmm.
and they went together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's fine. But I used to be with women that, no way I'm going to go by myself or with a friend or something. You know, why are we together, you know?
Mm.
But I think that's a bad way of looking at it.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know?
I think that comes with maturity too.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to keep it fresh. You definitely do,
mm-hmm.
do you know? So that's that. Anyway, let's take a quick break and we'll be back right after this.
Okay.
The phone lines are open on Mornings with Sam and Andrea. Call 818-602-4498 to get on the air. Call now. It's LA Talk Radio.
Yeah. over, there's no time out. You can't make more.
President of the United States.
The American people. I love the internet, and that's why I created it. Especially for my favorite internet talk radio show, Mornings with Steve and Vicky. Man, those two are... I'm sorry? Okay. With Sam and Andre. That was my mistake, right? Okay, guys. A little bit more entertainment, and let's get at it. God bless Texas.
Yes, this is Gray Residence.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Dong Nguyen from Vietnam Community Center.
Yeah.
We're trying to get a signature and a petition to qualify for November election to change name of Garden Grove to New Saigon.
Bullshit. Bullshit. This is Garden Grove. It's not New Saigon.
Yes, but...
Yes, but you people come here to our country and right away you want to change things?
Well, it's tradition.
Tradition, my ass. You people are foreigners here. You want to change things and call it New Saigon?
Yes.
Well, you're full of shit.
New York was named for...
I don't give a goddamn what New York was changed for or anything else.
New
you
Orleans.
People just came here. You're goddamn boat people off the boat, no money at all, and the first thing you know, you want to own the place?
And even Minneapolis.
I don't give a goddamn about Minneapolis or nothing else.
Yes, but it would be better...
It will be shit. This is Garden Grove. If you people don't like it, go to hell back to Saigon.
Yes, but we can't, because if we do, they will shoot us.
Well, that's what they should do. You come here, you want to change every goddamn thing. You got more now than you ever had.
Yes, land of opportunity.
Yeah, I know. For who? Not us. For you.
No
shit.
You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, and we're back and we have a phone call, so let's get that. Good morning, you're on the air with Sam and Andrea. Who's calling?
This is Tom Little.
Good morning, son. This is my son, Tom.
Oh, good morning, son. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How's everyone doing today?
We're doing good. It's a beautiful day here in Los Angeles. You should see the view we have from here.
Yeah, you should bring him down here sometime.
Yeah, he's going to come.
I don't know where you guys are, but it's 100 degrees where I am, and it's like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like Vegas.
Yeah, and then you go outside in the sun, and it's even hotter.
Yeah.
You know, it's just exactly. Unbearable.
Pretty sure it's like 200 degrees in my car right now.
Where are you, in the valley right now?
Yeah, in the valley. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. It's pretty hot out there. Yeah, I know. I know. I can't even go outside, you know.
I feel real bad for the people like Santa Clarita and Vegas and Palm Desert. I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, stay inside today. Stay inside and maybe go to a movie today.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. Speaking of which.
Yeah, speaking of which. What's coming out today?
I was like, what?
What's coming out today?
Well, we've got Mike Myers' new film, The Love Guru, which general consensus says could possibly be his worst movie ever.
Really?
Yeah. So,
hold on just a second. He's cutting out all the time. Do you have a landline you can call from? Cause, no.
Yeah, let me try to call back from my landline.
Yeah, please do, because you're cutting out. We're missing everything you say. So try that. Okay,
I'll call back from where now.
Okay, great. Yeah, I don't want to miss out on what he says, and I know that when we listen to the playback, it's even going to be worse. You know?
Yeah. The cell phones. I had that problem this morning. I was trying to talk to someone on my cell phone, and I was getting every other word of what they said.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
It is. It is. You know? And we're really behind on cell phones here. You know, technology.
Are we?
Oh, yeah. You go to Europe, you go somewhere else. First of all, you're not tied to one carrier, so you can buy a phone and go with whoever you want.
Mm-hmm.
The infrastructure is a lot better. Better quality audio and everything.
Really?
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't think that's a fact.
I mean, I've read about it. Uh-huh. I've talked to people. That's the case.
See, I've never been anywhere else.
What do you mean?
I've never been out of the country.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. But you have been in many states in the country.
Oh, yeah. But pretty much cell phones are the same state to state, I think.
Yeah.
Although in New Jersey, they had a law for a long time that you couldn't talk on your cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here comes Tom again, I think. Right. Hey, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay, there you are. Okay, that's a little better.
That's much better. Okay, go ahead. You were saying, so the films that are coming out today are?
Okay, so we have The Love Guru with Mike Myers.
Okay, so you're saying that's a terrible movie?
Yeah, it's looking really bad. I mean, it's looking really bad. Most reviews are putting it down. It looks like it has more gross humor than it does witty comedy, you know, and the humor just falls short throughout the entire film.
And do you think it's similar to what he's done before? I mean, is this him trying to resurrect an Austin Powers?
Well, keep in mind that most of his clever characters have come from his skits on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
So Austin Powers and Soy Maiden, Axe Murder, and, you know, Fat Bastard, and all these characters were generated from what he had done with Saturday Night Live. And pretty much, you know, I think, you know, maybe the well might be running dry, or, you know, at that, you know, he spent a lot of time with the Shrek movies, you know, doing the voice acting.
True.
So this is, you know, his first appearance in some time, and it's unfortunate it's coming up a little dry.
Yeah, right. And now do you think that is this another character that he did from Saturday Night Live, Love Guru?
It's similar to a character he did on there, but not. It's not. I don't think it's directly based off of that. I remember there was a character that he had the kind of the action stuff, but the premise of this movie is definitely different than anything he'd ever did on Saturday Night Live. And, you know, I think the character was written for him, obviously. So
yeah, it doesn't. You know. It didn't look good in the previews to me. What about what else is coming out? Get Smart. What do you feel about that?
Get Smart. Well, it seems like kind of like, you know, your basic, like, you know, you know, basic comedy, pretty much, you know, have, you know, Steve Carell, who's very funny, you know, and I think this is probably the one you want to bring, you know, maybe the kids to, you know, where the adults will enjoy it as well. This movie, I would predict, is probably going to take the box office this weekend, smashing Love Guru, because
really?
I don't think there's a lot of support for that movie right now.
Yeah. You know what, I read the LA Times review this morning, and they were saying that the movie's not that great because they put more action than humor.
Yeah, you know, that actually came from a recent study that they talked about where, you know, in these summer blockbusters, you know, what were people generally going to see? Are they going to see more for the, you know, the comic effects of the film, or are they going more for the action? And, you know, based off of, like, you know, Spider-Man and Pirates of the Caribbean and these movies, multi-million-dollar movies, you know, up in the 300 million marks, and Star Wars, people want to see the action. You know, that's what drives them there. The comedy should be something that's, you know, brought throughout or laced, you know, within the action, but for the most part, people will go see the action movie before they'll go see the comedy.
Yeah.
What is considered a good weekend?
I'm sorry?
What's considered a good box office weekend? What kind of numbers would it have to do in order for it to be considered?
It depends on the movie, you know. You basically want to make at least probably about half your budget right off the bat. So, you know, for a movie like The Departed, you know, they did like $40 million on the weekend. That was great, you know. So a movie like Get Smart is probably looking for more like $50 million.
Right.
You
Depending on how much they put in.
Wally next weekend would probably be disappointed with 50. They'd probably want 70 million, you know? So it's just based off of, you know, what you've expected from previous films and, you know, how much money you've invested. So, I mean, you know, you can get great numbers, you know, coming out of the weekend, and then, you know, it'll pull you through the rest of the way.
Now, Get Smart is obviously based on the...
Hold on. Yeah. We're getting very bad noise here. I mean, we can't make sense. It's the phone again. Yeah, you see, do you hear all the echoes?
I hear you. Your echo.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
My headphones.
And yours, too.
Yeah. Is it from the phone?
Yeah, it's the phone. Tom, do you want me to try and call you? Let me try and call you. Let's see if we get a better line.
Okay.
I'll call you on this number.
Bye.
All right, let's try him now.
I could hear when you talked, I could hear it in my head.
I know. I know. And when you were talking, too. Yeah, it's the phone. It's definitely the phone. Mm. So let's try him and... let's see if this works. You know what we'll do in the future? We'll have him call on Skype, and he's going to sound like he's in the studio.
Yeah, yeah. Why didn't we do that?
I didn't think about it. I didn't know he was calling today. Okay, it says busy. Why is the line busy? Okay. Come on, Tom. All right. Okay, so by the way, this is Tom, mm-hmm. and he gave a different last name. That's because...
Natoli.
Oh, he did say Natoli?
Yeah.
I thought he said Mitchell for some reason.
Tom Mitchell.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi.
Okay, sorry about that. Now it's better.
Yeah, we were hearing an echo.
Yeah, so
part.
Ask him the same
Yeah, I wanted
question.
To ask you about Get Smart.
The other movie that comes out.
Hello?
Can I get it?
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear?
Yeah. Get Smart
okay.
is based on the TV show Get Smart. Now, if people didn't see that, do you think that's going to affect anything?
No, generally not. I don't think the audience that you know knows the show is really the ones that they're based for here. They just kind of want you know kids to see all the rocks in it. You know, you've got Steve Carell. You know, and kind of appeals to multiple generations. You know, so I don't think it'll affect it as far as how much it'll make or how well it'll do. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, we're having a little bit of audio.
Yeah, it's
problem.
A terrible problem here with the phones. I mean, I don't know what else to do. You're on a landline, right? Is that like
Yeah, I'm on a landline right now.
But it's probably a cordless phone or something, right? Well, we have to make do with what we have. Do you have Skype on your computer?
He's not at the computer.
I'm sorry?
Oh, you're not at the computer.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. So go on. So did you ever see the reruns of the original Get Smart, Tom?
No, the TV show? No, I haven't seen the show.
Yeah. They don't have the reruns anymore, but I used to watch it. It was a hilarious show.
Really? You know?
Oh, yeah,
I
yeah.
I hated it.
Really?
It was not my sense of humor.
Really?
But
well,
people
it was
loved
a takeoff
it.
On James Bond, you
and
know?
And didn't they already do a Get Smart?
Movie?
I'm thinking of Dragnet. I'm thinking of Dragnet.
Yeah, you're thinking of Dragnet. Keep in mind, the Dragnet movie, even though it had Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd, was not successful in the box office.
Right.
No.
That's considered a really big miss.
Now, what about on DVD? What came out this week? Was it The Golden Compass one of the ones that's new on DVD?
No. Well, actually, coming up on Tuesday next week, 10,000 BC is coming on DVD.
Now, did you see that?
Yeah, 10,000 BC, that movie just tried to draw on the success of movies like Apocalypto and, you know, other movies that were trying to, like, you know, bring out a different time frame, and it's a complete mess. The movie's, you know.
Really, it's good,
it's
huh?
It's tough to watch. Yeah, it's very tough to watch.
Yeah, I didn't go
However,
see that.
However, In Bruges comes out as well, with Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson and Liam Neeson. That comes out on Tuesday as well. In Bruges,
and
you hear that?
Is that good?
It's very easy. It has like kind of like that the Snatch-esque, you know, humor, kind of the you know, the witty dialogue along with, you know, you have assassins who are supposed to be laying low in Bruges, which is supposed to be like, you know, very historical, memorable city in Europe, yet they're bored out of their minds and, you know, they're just trying to like you know, trying to keep a low profile as things blow over. It's a very good movie and I highly recommend it to everybody.
All right. We'll watch that on Tuesday.
Sounds good. Did you see The Happening?
Yes, I did.
What did you think?
Well, with The Happening, I think, I think the general consensus that's out is most people don't seem to like it, you know?
Right.
And I think when you have a name like M. Night Shyamalan, you know, you kind of have this prestige and this kind of expectations that people draw from you, that your movies have to have a twist, you have to have a monster or an alien, you have to be shocked, you know. And this movie takes the real world and adds one little twist, takes all things that could be absolutely true about the film, everything can be, you know, could happen, but just adds a little bit of a sci-fi twist. And I think that's kind of like, you know, it's very Twilight Zone-esque for me, you know. I mean, that's kind of where the Twilight Zone is all about and what made that successful. And I think if any other director besides M.H. Schmidt makes this movie, you know, I think people would be out there to go see it. I think there would be a lot more support behind it because they wouldn't be so worried about where's the twist or where, you know, when's the plot going to change or when's it going to be about something different. You know, you have a simple story about, you know, people trying to, you know, band together in tough times, you know. And I thought it was well written and well done. The acting's soft at parts, you know. I thought he's usually draws really good performances out of his actors. Not so much in this film, but for the most part, you know, I would say it's still a good movie.
Yeah. But it's worth seeing, you think?
I think it's absolutely worth seeing.
If you like his movies.
The idea that it has to be a movie has to be something.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to end this film.
Set to, you know, just going to see a movie, I think it's very enjoyable, you know? I think it has a good enough, you know, humor in it. I think the plot, you know, carries itself, and there are some really, 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 you know, shocking images in there, and, you know, some... a lot of good things.
Right, right. Tom, we could sit and talk to you for hours, but the connection is very bad, and I think we're annoying the listeners a little bit.
Yeah, it's cutting in and out for some reason, so we'll have to figure out a way
We'll figure out a way for next week when you call in. You're going to sound like you're in the studio. And sometimes you should stop by and actually sit in with us. That would be awesome.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay. All right, Tom, thanks so much. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Cool stuff. Yeah. He sounds pretty nice.
He's very
pretty
smart.
Awesome,
very
huh?
smart kid. Yeah.
And he loves movies.
Loves movies.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And gets, it's funny. I've seen him get, since he was a little kid, get into debates with adults about, you know, they'll just say something, you know, somebody will say, well, I think the Hulk was great. What was great about it? The plot stopped it. You know, people are like, whoa, okay, whatever. Yeah, so he's very passionate about films, yeah.
And is that the path he's pursuing his film?
Yeah, he wants to be a director, so.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. He's working. I mean, he manages Dollar Tree stores in the Valley. That's what he does. It's his day job.
Cool.
But, yeah, definitely.
Does he go on auditions and stuff, too? Or
no,
he doesn't want to act?
No, he doesn't want to act at all, yeah. Not interested in acting.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is I'm happy about.
Yeah, because it's tough, huh?
It's too hard, yeah. It's a very hard choice.
Well, so that was Tom, Andrea's son, oldest son.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be calling in every Friday with movies. Hopefully we'll get a lot more next time because half of what he said I didn't even understand.
Yeah.
But what I did take away from this is that the happening is worth seeing. And,
that's what he's saying. Now I've talked to a lot of people who hated it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they like M. Night Shyamalan. I mean, they like his movies for the most part.
Yeah. My friend Paul, you know, sees movies as they come out.
Yeah.
And was very disappointed. He was disappointed in the acting. He said that
really?
Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg and Zoe. The girl, he said it was almost awful.
Really?
Comical.
Really?
That's how bad the acting was, yeah.
That's hard to believe. I mean, you have a good director, a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
How can it possibly happen that way? Who knows?
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to see it.
Yeah. I like his movies. The last one I didn't see, The Girl in the Water, because that was like so different from all his other movies.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we started watching it. And I couldn't finish watching it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty
boring.
Yeah,
for me, unless a film, you know, I know it's going to be good, I usually don't go see it in the theater. It's too expensive.
Yeah.
I only go see the ones I really, you know, excited
but
about.
As Tom mentioned also, people do expect plot twists and everything from M. Night. Because
that's
what
he
does. That's
right.
what
he's known for. I mean, The Sixth Sense was just... one of those movies that blew me away.
Yeah.
Blew me away.
Have you seen Unbreakable?
I love Unbreakable.
Yeah.
It's another great one.
Same thing, you know?
And that was one I didn't go see because it didn't get good reviews and it left the theater fast. And then I saw it on DVD and I loved it.
Yeah. Many people have not even heard of it.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I saw it twice, I think, on cable or something.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
It was awesome. And The Village?
I didn't see The Village.
The Village was good. It had an awesome twist at the end, too. But you should definitely catch it.
I'll rent that.
It's one of the best ones.
The
Signs, you know, I didn't think was that great.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that wasn't that good. It didn't have a twist or anything. And it
must be hard for him now. He's like, he can't just write a film. He's got to write a film with a twist.
Yeah, he does. But that's what he does well. You know, I mean, sometimes that's just what happened and you get like typecast and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he became famous for these kind of movies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise... You know, I mean, he tried the girl in the water,
mm-hmm.
didn't make it.
Yeah.
So apparently people don't like his other stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. So did this movie have a twist, The Happening?
Your son said that he didn't. It didn't.
It didn't have a twist. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're better than me.
I still want to catch Indiana Jones and Zohan and that. I'm falling behind in all the movies.
Yeah, you should just go this weekend.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend?
Not much specifically. Spend time with the kids and stuff,
uh-huh.
probably. And with
the
wife.
Would go see Indiana Jones.
Yeah, my son's seen it already, but he'll see it again.
Yeah,
it's just that it got like mixed reviews, and mm-hmm. I'm not sure. But I think how can a movie like that be that bad? You know, I mean,
yeah.
it's just I think and you got to take all these reviews with a grain of salt, you know, because after all, you're just listening to one person's opinion, you know, and I don't think you need to be an expert. To rate movies and to review movies, it just depends on...
It's opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
exactly what it is. And I don't think they have more educated opinions than we do.
No.
You know, because I go to a movie, I don't start analyzing everything. I just leave thinking, did I enjoy it or did I not enjoy it?
Yeah, for me, I know when I just lose myself in it. When I forget thinking that I'm sitting in a movie theater.
Yeah.
watching a movie, then I'm like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
You know, when you just lose yourself. But when you're thinking and you're checking your cell phone and how much longer and, you know, then it's just,
yeah.
It's a good place to sit down and eat popcorn.
Yeah.
That's what it is. My father has a saying. He says, I felt my ass. That's how he knows the film was bad because his...
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just, you want to move, feel my ass.
Do you remember the old movie theaters with the balconies and everything? And
they still have them in Jersey, some of them.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
There's some here, too. I've been to one. I can't think of where it was. Westwood, maybe?
Yeah.
Westwood
yeah.
has some
they,
old
They
theaters?
Have some old, yeah. Yeah, old theaters there and stuff. But everything now is like multi-theaters.
Oh, it's so much more comfortable now.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, movies are longer now. You know,
yeah,
some
they
movies
are.
Are 3 hours.
I know. How the hell can you sit through it? Especially Sex and the City, man. I mean, I was...
Well, that was in 3 hours.
It was an hour and 20 minutes. I mean, two hours and 20 minutes. Or
wow, that
two
long?
2.5 hours, yeah.
Yeah, that's overindulgent. I think for a comedy, it should never be over 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, an hour and a half, 2 hours. I always watch movies and I think, oh, that whole scene could be cut.
Yeah.
You don't even need that.
Yeah, that's true. That's
quicker's better.
I suppose. Let's take another break because I have to go to the boys' room.
Okay.
And so stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, my name is Rachel and my telephone number is... I wanted to tell you that you're evil, horrible people. You're awful people. You represent horrible ideas. God hates you, and he wants to kill your children. You should all burn in hell. Bye.
Listening to Mornings with Sam and Andrea.
Sam and Andrea.
Exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
Well, this was a two-song bathroom visit, but I actually never went, so.
It's for me. I need two songs.
Two songs. Well, we'll find longer songs for you.
Yeah. The Andrea song. That's funny. Bohemian Rhapsody.
So I guess Jamie Lynn Spears had a baby girl this morning.
Oh, she had it. That was fast.
Yes, she just had it. Yeah.
That was fast. Was it early?
No. I don't think so. No. No. Apparently not. But
congratulations.
She's 17 friggin' years old.
17.
Yeah.
But she's rich.
Yeah, but.
It's not like trailer
But what
trash.
Kind of a friggin' mother is she going to be?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
her mother will raise it.
Yeah. Great. Great. Yeah. We've already seen what happened with Brittany and her kids. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's because Kevin was. Yeah. Kevin and Brittany, I don't think, are the best parents. I don't know. I think this girl will be a better parent than
you think so?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Is she still on that show, that Zoe 101? Probably not, huh?
I mean, don't think so.
I mean, how could they cast her pregnant?
It's like Zoe 101 plus two.
Yeah. I don't know. So, but I don't understand this. You know. Still, at this day and age, mm-hmm. still kids get pregnant.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, what does it take for them to actually learn that, you know, you're going to enjoy yourself for 5-10 minutes, and then you have to pay for it for the rest of your life?
But they're in a different world than we're in. You know what I mean? She's on a hit TV show. She's got money. She's already advanced. You know what I mean? I'm sure she doesn't feel 17 years old. She probably feels 27 years old. She's been working. You know
right.
what I mean? She's not in school.
Right.
She's not with other kids. So why should she not have a baby?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like it's a different world. I don't think it's a teenage pregnancy like, you know, she's going to be, you know, working at the Piggly Wiggly trying to make her rent while she lives in a trailer park.
But, you know, I mean, if you have to
have everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, except probably like a close mother.
Right. You know? Well, I think she'll be close to it because she's so close in age.
With her baby.
Yeah. Mommy and you are going to do our homework together, sweetheart.
Yeah, 17 friggin' years old, man. You know, I just don't understand that, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's so bad.
No, I mean, and she went ahead and had it, too,
yeah.
you know.
It's well, that shows that she wants it. You know what I mean? If she didn't want to have a baby, she didn't have to have a baby.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't know that that's necessarily true. I think because she's in the public eye, she probably figured that, you know, people would look good upon it if she had an abortion.
Yeah, but she could have had an abortion before anybody
thing.
Knew.
Yeah.
She could have had an abortion as soon as she found out.
That's true,
so
you're
I
right.
So I think she does want this baby, and, you know, well, she's with the father, right? Are they married? Did they get married?
They say he's her fiancé or something, so.
It's always a nice time to get engaged when you're 9 months pregnant.
Yeah. Fiancé Casey Aldridge. I don't know who the hell he
Casey
is.
Casey Aldridge. Why do I know
Aldridge.
That name?
But he's...
Is he related to Skeet Aldridge?
I don't know, but apparently he's pretty lucky to be hooked up with Jamie Lynn Spears.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you got to be the father of a baby, you might as well be the father of someone who's got a lot of money. So she's not going to come after him for money.
I see. No. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Apparently, they said that she had an ultrasound last week indicating her baby may be in breech position. So maybe they... sort of like rushed it, you know.
Did they do a C-section?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say, so I don't know. But is that what they normally do when there's breech?
Well, in all the babies that I've delivered, I always feel like, no, I don't know. I have no idea. I think if it's, they can deliver it. Usually they don't know it's breech until you get in there. And that's when the baby turns.
Yeah. You know? But I guess they did an ultrasound. Maybe something was wrong. Maybe they felt something wasn't going right.
Yeah, maybe she felt it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's good. So they're both healthy, her and the baby?
Healthy.
It's
and
all good.
Everything, delivered today at 8:30 a.m.
Well, just a little while ago.
Yeah.
Well, you're on it, Sam.
I'm on top of everything. You go to the NationalEnquirer.com and find out everything.
You were the second call she made. Is there anything else on the National Enquirer?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff, actually. Apparently, Charlie Sheen left a nasty message on Denise Richards' machine, and now she's released it.
Oh, great.
To the internet. And it says on tape, a very hostile Sheen blasts Richards with the N-word and other colorful euphemisms for hatred. So,
what are some color euphemisms for hatred?
Who knows? I've been looking all over the internet to see if I can find that clip. But he refers to Richard as a fucking cunt. That's what he called
her. Refers to her as that?
Yeah. He called her that. And
I don't think this is so weird, though. You know, ex-wives and husbands.
Yeah,
and
they do this all the time.
They talk, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But that's the thing is, you don't want to leave these things on the answering machine.
Well, not on Denise Richards' answering machine. She's got her own show.
Yeah, like Alec Baldwin. You don't want to be... Yeah,
that was obnoxious.
Yeah, that was nasty.
Crazy.
That was nasty. And, you know, in a way, I tried to understand how he felt. You know, I mean, divorced fathers and stuff, you know, and especially...
Yeah, but you don't take it out on your kid.
No, you don't. But I'm sure... It sounded like he was really mad at her mother, not at her. But regardless, yeah. It's just that, you know, I mean, you know, you don't say this to your kid, but all I'm trying to say is that I can imagine being that mad.
You can?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure, yeah, my father would get that mad, too. I mean, my mother did some things my dad was not pleased with, so I think that, yeah, that can happen, but I just don't think you ever involve the children in that way.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, right. I'm guilty of it, too. I'll say something about my ex, and we have a good relationship, and we get along well, and, you know, he is who he is, and whatever, it didn't work with us, but I'm very careful not to say certain things, but sometimes I'll slip, and I'll say, oh, that's just the way he is.
Yeah.
And my daughter will say, you know, don't say that, you know, because it does, it affects them. They relate to both parents, so they don't want to think that there's anything wrong with their mom or their dad, you know?
Right.
So.
Yeah. Are you going to get married again, you think?
I would get married again.
You would?
Yeah.
You like it? You like being married?
I don't know that I like being married, but I definitely am more of a relationship person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I had my single times, and that was fun.
Right.
But you like to have one person that you can kind of hang out with and do stuff with.
Yeah,
and
well, you
build
can. Why do you
with.
Have to marry them, though?
Well, why not?
Why not? Because the thing is this. Well, first of all, because 50% of marriages end in divorce, which is not pretty.
Yeah, but 50% of relationships end in
divorce,
too. Do
not, right, right, exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Right. And
I don't think it's marriage that makes it end.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because I think I keep seeing it over and over again where people have a great relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Then they decide to get married, and that's when the problems start.
Really?
And they break up. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Not to say that it's going to happen to you, you know. Mm. I just don't understand the, having to be married, because people stay on their toes when they're not, you know. They don't take each other for granted as much as when you're married.
I don't know. I think once you move in together, you're taking the other person for granted anyway. You know, it's like, it's sort of like you're married anyway, you know?
Yeah.
And there's benefits. I mean, you know, if you have health insurance and he doesn't, or he has health insurance and you don't, you can combine that. Anything happens to you legally, you can, you know, share the same stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I also think, too, that commitment's important in a relationship. And I think when you get married, you step up your level of commitment, you know?
Yeah.
Plus, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
But then you're more open to having kids, and, you know, if the relationship's not good, then, you know, the kids are going to have to go through divorce and stuff, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't
if you're
know, but
do that.
But I guess I'm like looking at it out of from fear, you
well,
know.
Well, you that's did it again. Good.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Out of need.
Yeah, but you did it again. Do you think it's changed things between you guys being married?
No, not necessarily. You're right. Yeah, it's just that I've seen, but then again, it's not like we were together for a long time and then we got married. You
right,
know?
Right.
I'm talking about those people. You know, they have a great relationship.
Yeah, I think if you're together and you've been living together for 10, 15 years, why get married? I mean, my gay friends now have a lot of pressure on them because now that gay, you know, they've been together, a lot of them, for a long time. And now that gay marriage is legal, of course, everyone's saying, when are you guys getting married?
Yeah.
Because as if that was the only thing that was holding them back, was that it wasn't legal.
Right.
And, you know, why mess with a good thing? Yeah, I agree. If you've been together a long time and you're happy, well, you don't need a piece of paper to do that. But, I don't think I would live with someone again unless I was either going to marry them or marry them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So you're not living with your boyfriend?
No, I see. No.
And how long have you been together?
7 months.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty soon still.
Yeah.
It's fresh and new.
Yeah, he was ready to move in after like a month or two months.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he was going to move from where he was, and I was going to move from where I was living. So it,
right.
he just was like, why don't we just get a place together?
Yeah.
But I'm glad we held off on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's good to have your own space. I mean, he stays over my house. I stay over his house.
Yeah.
We do that thing. But it's nice to be able to have alone time,
right,
you know,
because
when
right.
you live together, it's hard. It's hard.
It really is.
Especially we're both very freelance.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't go to work 9 to 5. I don't go to work 9 to 5. So
right.
we could spend a lot of time together if we were to live together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which may not be a good thing.
Yeah, I don't know. He said to me yesterday, I love spending time with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good
that's
thing.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, eventually, you know, see how it works out. How did you meet? Was he your hairdresser?
He did my hair. He wasn't my hairdresser. I used to go to Paula Abdul's hairdresser.
Oh.
And he was very expensive. And I just got fed up because he was never, you know, you would wait forever for him.
Yeah.
And then he wouldn't even blow dry your hair. He's like, oh, you want me to blow dry?
It's too important.
It's more money. I'm like, what? So so I was looking for someone new. And my girlfriend lived with, they were roommates. And so she said, oh, you should go have Brandon cut your hair and highlighted or what. I say, okay. And he actually did it for free the first time because, you know, I'm a single mom and he wanted to do something nice.
Nice.
And and so there was just some sort of chemistry there.
Mm.
And then it was a while before anything happened after that. He came to one of my shows. I did a Halloween show and I was dressed up like a gold digger. I had a gold hat with a big light and a shovel and a pick, and I was all dusted in gold glitter.
Gold digger.
Yeah, you could see it. It's on my website, but I was on my MySpace, but I was head to toe in gold. And him not knowing what I was going to be came sort of as an oil tycoon. He was dressed up like in a suit and a big Texan hat. And so we almost looked like we did this together, you know. And so I hugged him and got, you know, he had a nice suit on. I said, oh, I'm sorry, I got gold.
You got all the stuff.
Dust
all over.
And he was like, yeah, that's all right. You can wipe that on me whenever you want. So that was it. And then I think it was a couple weeks later, we both are Dallas Cowboy fans. So we just started chatting and then went to a movie. And
cool.
That's it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. What was it again? Where does he work? Where does he cut hair?
At a place called Dej Salon on Ventura Boulevard near Ventura and Woodman.
Oh, it's right where I live.
Oh, yeah. You should come by and get a trim.
Yeah, what's it called?
Dej, D-E-J.
D-E-J,
like
Dej.
It's right near, it's across the street from the Psychic Eye bookstore.
Yes,
okay,
Boulevard. I know exactly where that
it's
is.
It's real, you don't even like, sort of, it's like dark windows.
Right.
And very sort of avant-garde, but it's a great place.
Yeah, is it nice?
And yeah, they spin records, and yeah, it's cool. It's a cool little salon, yeah.
Nice, maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah,
there's like everything happening around that corner where I'm at, you
know? Yeah, that's a nice area.
It's like where Britney shaved her head off was right there, too.
Was it really?
Yeah,
where?
Yeah. I don't know what the name of the place was, but they had them live, if you remember, the paparazzi standing outside.
I've seen them chase her down. Chase her down, yeah. We were at a restaurant one time, and she was there, and the poor thing, she just couldn't even get in her car.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, and she lives in the valley too. I think she's in Studio City or something. So they said we're on Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks. So
that's
I know
funny.
It's
and everyone
close.
Ran out. Where are you? Yeah, I actually have a friend that lives next door to Brittany, but now she's moving. So, but we were there one day, and her house was right next door to my friend's.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of cool.
We have some friends in Beverly Hills. They moved, but the house next to them, Jessica Simpson moved into.
Oh, okay.
So that was pretty cool. Although I never got anything out of it, so
she didn't what come
do
over
I care?
And say hi.
No,
yeah.
She never came out and said, "Oh, you're here."
I've been waiting for you to arrive.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They're very wrapped up in their own little world.
So, what are your plans this weekend? Anything special?
I think I'm going to see some movies this weekend. I'd like to see Get Smart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm going to see The Love Guru. I'm
no.
Pass on that. I don't know. I'd like to go to the beach maybe this weekend,
yeah,
too.
The beach might be cool.
Yeah, it'd
might
be pretty
be nice.
Crowded. It'd be pretty crowded.
It'd be crowded, but it's a lot cooler there, you know,
it
than
does.
In the
valley. Temperature drops,
it's
doesn't
like
it?
It's like 10, 15 degrees at least.
Yeah.
At least. And on hot days like this, it's probably even more.
Yeah, I would love to go to Vegas. I always have a lot of plans. I just don't have money.
Yeah.
I have money.
Well,
to do
it's always money or time, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Once you have the time, then you don't have
you
the
don't
money.
You don't have the money and vice versa.
Yeah.
You're right. You're
yeah.
right.
I saw... went to a pet store yesterday on Ventura Boulevard, probably right near you, called Puppy and Me.
Oh, yeah. That's
you know
my
that?
My daughter's friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice man. I liked him.
Yeah, I'm like right around the corner.
You were right around the corner. You were right near there.
Wow. What did you do there? You went to look at
tents? My boyfriend was cutting hair, and so I had dropped him off, and so he wasn't done yet. So me and my daughter went. My daughter and I love puppies, so we went in there, and oh, my God, the cutest puppies.
Really?
Oh. I could never own a pet store because I would just bring them all home at night.
Yeah.
I just would say, give me all. Yeah, this really cute English bulldog, but dogs are expensive.
Oh, yeah, they've gotten very expensive.
Wow, when I got my dog, he was $350, and he comes from a champion line, Cocker Spaniels. Right. You know, he comes with great papers and everything.
And how long ago was that? 12,
you 12 said? Year, yeah. 12 and a half years ago.
Right.
And then I went into this pet store, and I couldn't believe... You know, $3,000 for $3,000? A dog. Yeah, and he's like, well,
I was going to say $1,500.
He's got great papers. I go, he better wash my car.
Yeah,
$3,000. He's got great papers.
Yeah, who cares?
But you know, you think like, what a good business. I mean, you sell one dog, that's $3,000.
Yeah, they must have paid maybe $100 for it.
Right, right. Yeah, maybe I should just.
You're right.
Dogs.
That is good friggin' business to be in.
It is. I mean, I don't know. You know how many? Because I always think, what if someone doesn't buy the dog?
Yeah.
You just keep marking them down, I guess.
Yeah, until somebody does.
Right, but you start high. So if you paid $300 for the dog and $3,000, someone buys it at that price, your ratio of, you know,
I know.
Cost
I don't know
profit.
Who would spend that kind of money. I mean,
well, he
God,
says he gets a lot of celebrities in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
And people spend that kind of money.
All the celebrities hang out there, and I never see even one.
They know you're coming.
Yeah, I guess so.
They hide.
But yeah, I live in a pretty good area, you know.
You've seen celebrities, though, since you've lived here.
Oh, yeah. But not in that area, you know. I mean, you sometimes expect to see them in the grocery store or something. But but I never do, you know. And yet when you see paparazzi pictures, they're in the store and they're this and they're that. And walking down Ventura Boulevard.
I love when they have those clips, too. They're like, you know, whoever it is, they're like, Britney Spears shops for groceries. It's like, really? It's almost like she's an alien. You know, Jessica Simpson gets a pedicure. Really?
But I guess it's newsworthy because you wouldn't expect her to go and do the shopping.
I think they're normal people. You know, they're people. I don't know if they're normal, but they're people. And I think even if you were a celebrity and you were rich, once in a while you want to just go to the grocery store.
Right, and be a normal person.
And be normal.
But
I mean, you don't
thing,
go to the grocery store.
No, I don't, personally.
Some people do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe you haven't been to the grocery store in years.
I haven't.
That's crazy.
I'm happy about that, believe me.
Your wife believe is me. Spoiling you.
She is, but she's awesome. You know, I love her for that and for other things, too. But... Naomi Campbell gets 200 hours of community service in London. What happened with her?
She threw the phone or something, right? Or something else. Yeah, she did something on the airlines, right?
Yeah, she assaulted two police officers. You know, there was like air rage and stuff. I guess they lost her luggage, so she started screaming and shit and hitting
I know a
people.
Lot of men that would want to be assaulted by Naomi Campbell.
Oh, yeah, I
Could
would.
Could be worse, right? Could be worse.
Yeah, but, you know, and it's like... Yeah, it's amazing how sometimes, you know, you look at people and you never really know them. Not that we really know her.
Right.
But I never would have thought she had such a temper that she would actually be arrested and shit, you know.
Yeah.
And she faced like 12 months in jail, 6 months in prison and a fine of £5,000. So apparently she got off pretty easily.
I mean, 200 hours of community service. I mean, still.
It's still a lot.
Yeah.
But it'll make you think about what you did, that's for sure. But it seems like those celebrities never end up in jail unless they do something really, really serious, you know?
Yeah.
Like Martha Stewart or something where they couldn't just sweep it under the carpet.
Well, when it's something that involves money, then it's a different story.
Yeah, I guess.
There was somebody that just got sentenced. Oh, they got off. We were talking about that. R. Kelly just got off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. What about that guy with the... with the dog fights and stuff. What was his name?
Oh, yeah, what happened to him? Michael Vick.
Yes. Did he ever get arrested or convicted or anything?
It's probably one of those things where it's like the trial will be, you know, in 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I thought I heard something about it. Or, no, I don't think he pled guilty, but whatever. Whatever. I just don't get all these people and the bullshit that they do.
Well, what I don't understand is you have money. I mean, really, you gotta fight dogs? Isn't there something else you could do?
Yeah, but people are sick, you know, and you know, what are you gonna do? Anyway, there's something about Christie Brinkley. Christie Brinkley's okay. This is in the New York Post.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to Michael Vick real fast.
Oh,
it says
sorry.
He did plead guilty.
He did.
Pled guilty.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, so he did plead guilty.
So when's he going to
it
prison?
It says he gets 13 years.
Wow.
That's what it says here.
You know what? He deserves every fucking year of that, man. I mean, to put dogs through that is
horrible.
Just, you know, it's unthinkable.
And it's just like, you know, why?
Yeah, for entertainment, you
why?
Know.
Why? You got money, you got a career, why?
Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah. So, I mean, Christy Brinkley still looks very good. They're showing her outside a court. Let's see what this says. The headline on the New York Post is, "Porn to be Wild." Christy Brinkley's skirt-chasing husband has a penchant for internet porn and loves to troll swinger sites. The supermodel will claim at their divorce trial. Wow. The allegations will be the first damaging details to come out against Peter Cook since his affair with a Long Island teenager was made public 2 years ago.
She just can't pick him. I mean, she had Billy Joel, and that was all those problems with him.
What problems did they have?
Well, I think he's an alcoholic. Didn't he just keep smashing into things? Like, I think it was like three times that he smashed into...
Oh, I think I remember that.
...crashed his car.
That was a long time ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Now she's got this guy who's a cheat. I mean...
Yeah.
And she's a beautiful girl.
She is. I mean,
you find
who
the that
fuck
a lot,
would
though.
Want to cheat on her?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, what do they say? For every model, there's some guy that's tired of fucking her.
Exactly. There you go. Someone out there is tired of this, I guess. Yeah.
And maybe she's just annoying.
Maybe,
you know,
she is.
Maybe she'd drive you to drink and cheat. Who knows? We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. We only go by the looks, you
she
know?
She seems pretty, but, you know, she could be one of those... Nee, nee, nee.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, she does look great, though. I don't know what she's doing, but she's doing something right.
She really
she's got to be in her 50s.
Yeah, well, it has... You think?
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, she is.
40s, maybe.
No. Christy Brinkley? I'm in my 40s. She's got to be... She got 10 years on me.
Really?
Yeah. I'll IMDb it while you...
Yeah, okay. Do that.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah. They, what is this for upgrading? Okay. It said something about radio, so I thought it was an important thing. But
When did the radio station launch? How long has it
been? We launched it February 4th. So
okay.
We're going on 5 months now. And the new name we got the beginning of this month, which was in June 4th, we launched with a new name. And to remind those of you who somehow have not noticed on the front page, we're going to be giving out free... internet radios. These are Wi-Fi radios that you can listen to on your if you have a wireless connection at home or wherever you go, you can pick up our station and many other internet radio stations simply by turning on the button on your radio and listen, and it sounds awesome.
She was born in 54, so she's 12 years
54.
Older than me.
Wow.
So she's 54.
Yeah.
54 years old, right?
54, yes.
Yeah,
you're
2008,
right.
2008, 54.
Wow, you were right.
She looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew she had to be up there because she was in that movie, Vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched that when I was sort of, you know, preteen.
Really?
And she had to be in her 20s.
Oh.
Yeah, don't you remember in Vacation?
Yeah.
She's in the hot red car. She comes
up and Chevy Chase
looks at her. And so, yeah, so I knew she had to be. She looks fantastic.
Yeah, she really does.
And
it's
she's
in
had
the genes,
work, if
you know?
She's had work done, it doesn't look like it.
No.
No.
No. But you have to have the genes for that, you know? I mean, I know some of them go through surgery and work and all that, but... also, you find that some women, you know, they get pregnant, they have a baby. A few months later, they're right back where they were, you know,
mm-hmm.
beautiful body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's work. It's not just genes. It's work.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, some people, it's natural, but a lot of people, it's work. And you can work. You know, you can.
Yeah.
You have to know what to work, though. A lot of people don't know what to work. I mean, I see these women, they're like, oh, I walked an hour. Walking is not going to do it.
No, walking's not going to cut it.
Unfortunately,
no.
You know, we would all be walking. But you see these people, like, I got a pedometer. I walked 10,000 steps today. Yeah, but you ate a cheeseburger. You know what I mean? So you're going to have to walk to Chicago to get that off. It's true. People don't understand the equation. You know, losing weight is mathematics.
It is.
How
it
many
really
calories
is.
You take in, how many calories
how
you
many
put
you
out.
How many expend, yes.
Yeah, my boyfriend yesterday, we were at this yogurt place, which I'm so into frozen yogurt right
now. Pinkberries?
I don't like Pinkberries. I like Tops, this new place called Tops.
Really?
You go in and you control everything. I'm a control freak, so I like
this.
You put your own yogurt in and you put your own toppings, as
really?
Much as you want. You
wow.
know? Yeah, and then you weigh it, and then it's very, very yeah. good. But anyway,
where's it located?
On San Fernando Boulevard in Burbank.
Oh, in Burbank, okay.
Yeah, there's two of them, but they're popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
There's a great Studio City yogurt is great, too, on Ventura and Laurel Canyon.
That's where Pinkberries is.
Yeah, but it's so this one's right on the corner.
There too?
That's much better.
Tops?
I don't like Pinkberry.
Oh.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how it's taken off. Yeah.
People love it. To me, it's too bitter or something.
Well, you know what? Look,
I like
I had it a couple times. It's mm-hmm. fine, you know, but then it's like my wife, my son constantly, let's go to Pinkberry. And it's like there's not like a big variety there, you know? I mean,
no,
they have
there's
like
no variety.
Four or five types of fruit and some cereal, and that's about it.
Yeah, and the flavor's always the same. See,
yeah.
This place had peanut butter and cappuccino and chocolate and cheesecake and, you know, all these different flavors. And their fruit is amazing.
Really?
Like the best, purest organic fruit. I mean, it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And so we went there last night. But my point was that, you know, I got a smaller container than I usually get. Usually
right.
I pack it on. But usually I'll eat it as a meal. You know, I'll have it for lunch or something.
Really?
Yeah, because I make a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a smaller one. My boyfriend noticed. He went, I don't have very much in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that the night before I had, you know, popcorn. So you have to, you know, the mathematical equation. You have to, you know, you can't just eat like that every day.
Yeah, you know, and I kind of do that as well. But like you said, it's important to eat like during the day as well, right? I mean, you have to eat several times a day.
What are you saying?
Until,
you don't eat all day?
Yeah, I wait till 2 o'clock to put something in my mouth. Is that crazy?
I'm gonna let that one go. I'm just gonna let that go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should eat during the day. Well, how do you do that?
I don't know.
As soon as I get up, I eat.
I know. Well, first of all, in the morning, I don't really have that much appetite.
Do you eat late at night?
Do I eat late at night? Yeah, I smoke a lot. Yeah.
Oh, you're smoking.
Yeah, TJ
That's
reminded
why.
Me. TJ, grab a seat here. We have TJ McCormick in the studio, and he always likes to join in, so we'll have TJ join in. I'll have your headphones up for you. And, of course, TJ is our noon man.
Are you smoking, TJ?
No. I've been quit for 2 years now.
I quit, too.
Did you quit?
I quit.
Excellent. You know,
right
Andrea,
before my birthday.
Really? When was your birthday?
March 2nd.
Cool.
I'm still taking gifts, though.
You still what?
I'm still accepting gifts.
Oh.
All year.
Did you cold turkey or did you do... am I up? I don't hear myself.
Yeah, I
can
hear
you. Oh, my headphone is there. There's my headphone. Okay.
Oh, is that it?
There we go.
Oh,
yeah. I still don't really hear my mic.
They switched it. Hold on.
Hello. You can hear me?
I can hear you very well.
Really? I hear nothing.
Okay.
There we go.
You got it.
Yeah, are you cold turkey or did you do
cold turkey.
You didn't do Nicorette or anything?
No, nope. Cold turkey.
There you go. I've been sucking on nicotine for two
years.
Yeah,
you have, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's crazy.
But
2 years.
It was 4 milligrams and then 2 milligrams, and now I'm breaking my 2 milligram ones in half.
Oh.
So
okay.
2 years you're still on the gum?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much did you smoke?
pack and change a day. Depending
you
on the day.
More than me.
Depending on the day.
Yeah.
And depending on what I was doing. If I was on the road.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in a hotel room all day or on a cruise ship
all day.
Doing nothing. Just smoking like a lunatic. Coffee in my mug. There was a cigarette burning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't finish a lot of cigarettes too. That's why I say if I was sitting at a computer,
uh-huh.
a lot of times a cigarette would just burn.
Yeah.
And I'd get like a drag and a half and I'd never finish it.
Right.
Yeah.
So you skew it, but a pack and change a day.
Yeah.
Good
for you,
man. Yeah, I did
a
cold turkey. I had a friend who quit, and I said, "How did you quit?" And he said, "I just said that I wasn't a smoker anymore.
Yeah,
I started calling myself a non-smoker.
You have to do it without thinking. You know,
yeah.
That's why it's so hard for me to quit now because I." You know, I feel I'm not ready to say, okay, I'm cutting it off. You
right.
know? It's like you have to be ready, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
you have to be done. You get to that place, as you know, where you're just like, ugh,
I'm done. I don't want to do this
anymore. Yeah. And then that's when you know you're ready to quit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you can force yourself before that because you'll have a little interim period where you quit, but then you'll always go back.
Yeah.
Does your wife smoke?
No.
See,
well, very little, like one or two a day, but cigarettes, not packs. So, but I smoke like a pack a day.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's all like out of style now, you know? I mean, you have to find a place to smoke.
Especially in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It gets such
a
guilt trip about smoking.
And you can't smoke anywhere outside anymore in Burbank. Yeah. My son got a smoking ticket.
Really?
He was sitting outside smoking and he got a smoking
in
ticket.
In Burbank?
Wow. Yep,
I didn't know they did it in Burbank.
On that San Fernando where the movies are and everything, you can't smoke there.
Really?
Yeah, I can't smoke.
Wow. I know in Calabasas you can't, so I don't frequent there anymore. They can go kiss my ass if they want.
Well, you just can't generally smoke anywhere if you want to feel okay about yourself. I mean, people just look down their nose at you. That's why I simply don't. The other day, I was at Beverly Hills High School with my wife's dance recital for her dance school, and we had students helping us out, and there was this one kid. He came back in from, he took a break. He came back into the theater, and he smelled like smoke, and I said, "You smoking, man?" And he said, yeah. I said, look, give yourself an end game. I said, how old are you? He said, 17. I said, okay, enjoy the hell out of it. Enjoy it as much as you can. Mm-hmm. But right now, establish for yourself that when I'm 21 out of college, I'm not going to smoke anymore. I said, ideally, you shouldn't have another one ever. Right. But if you're going to do this, just do this. Give yourself, I said, because it's a kid's game. And mm-hmm. I said, the longer you smoke, the tougher it's going to be to quit. Yeah. I said, you're a smart kid. Obviously, you got a brain, on, you got a head on your shoulders. Tell yourself now, I'm going to go to college. And I'll smoke through college and then get my diploma and drop the cigarettes. I said, get something like that going in your head now. Because I just can't preach at people. I've been preached to my whole goddamn life. I don't want anybody preaching to me. Right. Yeah. So,
and it doesn't help. Yeah. You're going to quit when you want to quit. Doesn't do nothing. You hear in one ear and out the other. It's hard for me now because my boyfriend smokes a lot and we smoke together and now I don't smoke.
So
and
it's so, hard now to stay
so
in
so
the
So he doesn't smoke in the house, but it's like he'll smoke in the car. And he's like,
oh,
well,
he smokes
I'm blowing
in the car?
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I'm blowing it out the window. And I'm like, but I still smell it.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
Ugh.
I know.
Yeah.
No, I don't smoke anywhere indoors, not in my car.
That's great.
Yeah, because I also like to keep the car smelling nice, you know? Mm. And everywhere where you're enclosed, that smell's going to go on everything, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't smoke indoors anywhere, you know? Mm. Even when I'm outside, I keep a distance from people so they don't have to smell it, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm a very considerate.
You're a conscientious smoker.
Yes, very considerate smoker.
Yeah. And you flick the butt at their head.
Sounds good.
It's like Vegas is the last bastion of like actual smoking.
Yeah, I still have not been to Vegas since I quit because I think if I went to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
So you quit rather recently.
Yeah.
March.
Yeah, March.
Oh, in March?
The still end of February. February.
Wow, congratulations.
FYI.
That's a funny
March. Yeah. Are you still battling like urges and stuff?
No.
Wow, good for you.
Thank God.
Yeah.
But I also think too, you know, you start changing before you actually put it down. So you start getting to the point where you're like, ugh.
So you were smoking while you were working out then?
Oh, yeah.
During that period?
Yeah. Well, no, actually, the winter, I didn't work out. No, I'm just getting back into it now.
I see.
I'm taking off 10 pounds I put on.
Oh, you put on 10 pounds?
Yeah, I put on 10 pounds.
Really?
It was fun as shit, though.
DJ, do you believe she used to be 100 pounds heavier, she says? Not recently, but she.
No. Yeah, no. Actually, yeah, I'm actually kind of knew that about you. But that is kind of weird. That is really, really weird.
Oh,
weird
I totally to forgot. TJ and Andrea knew themselves before.
Yes, we knew we knew ourselves
intimately. We intimately knew ourselves.
Knew each other. Sorry,
We know each other from around the way in the valley.
Around really?
Yeah. Not. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, kind of through comedy and just mutual friends. It's weird. And then all of a sudden, she popped up.
Yeah.
I saw your picture on the website. Yeah. I was like, I know him.
Oh,
I know. And so I didn't remember what you said. And I said to TJ, I said, "She thinks she knows you." And he goes, "She thinks."
Like, she goddamn knows me.
She knows you. Yeah.
Yeah,
now I know.
I'm just impressed the fact you're not chewing gum on the radio.
He always nails me for that. I'm always chewing gum.
She's always chewing, but it's great. Yeah. We'll be in a group of people, you know, and she'll be sitting there chewing gum. And I said she reminds me because she's got this pretty Italian face, and she reminds me of so many girls I went to school with back in New York. And I said she's that one girl that I'd be scanning the room at the classroom, and she was that pretty Italian girl sitting in the classroom just sort of.
Not listening to
at all. And then when her chance comes up to talk, it's like bam! It's so funny. She screams my Catholic background. It was
like,
just
Mr.
so funny.
Mr. Cholli, do you want to solve the problem on the board? No.
That's why I said right there when I realized who I said that's it. You're done. You finished your search. If Andrea can do this, then you got it. She's done. That's it.
Yeah,
there's
we had
nobody
a good
else.
Time.
Yeah.
Friday
the 13th was the first time. Well. Yeah.
Excellent.
And I'm extremely happy. And I forgot to tell you, but I'm getting a lot of positive feedback about you.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
People really
like
me.
So my friends are actually earning their $10.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's not your friends. It's people I know.
Oh, good.
Money well spent. Hey, so listen, man. So yesterday we found a heartbeat.
You did?
We found a heartbeat. We actually, the pregnancy is a go.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I didn't even know that. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
This
thank
your first
you.
One?
It's our first one, man.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's been kind of like, I mean, we're only 7 weeks, but already it's been like, not exactly touch and go, factually, but it's been theoretically touch and go. From like the very first time she went in, the ultrasound lady said, oh, that looks ectopic. She got great bedside manner. Mm. She goes, oh, it looks ectopic. And the doctor's like, We're so early here. He goes, we're looking at something there that doesn't look right. He said, but no, I feel okay about this. So then we went again, and she wasn't feeling pregnant. She was feeling kind of like whatever. Mm-hmm. Nothing was tender. Wasn't feeling nothing.
Wow.
And he said, all right. He goes, now, we know it's not ectopic. They took another ultrasound, you know. And he says, not ectopic, but A, it's not awesome that you don't feel pregnant. I'm not in love with that. Mm-hmm. And he said, and B, this was 2 weeks ago at five weeks. He says, and I'm not getting a flutter. He goes, it's so early. I wouldn't always expect one. But I'm not in love with the fact that I don't get a flutter and you don't feel pregnant. Mm. This is not off the charts for me. This is not wonderful. He's a great straight shooter.
Right.
Great.
So over the ensuing 2 weeks, she started getting like morning sickness, and I was wonderful.
Throw up.
Yeah. I was like putting raw steak under her nose. I said, does this make you ick? Yeah. Okay. And then we went back again. Yeah, and he said, going into yesterday, he said, that's when I'm going to need a heartbeat. He said, I'll be honest with you. At 7 weeks, I'm really going to want to see a heartbeat.
Sure. Mm.
First thing they found. She went in there. Different ultrasound, Brud, by the way.
Fire that girl.
Yeah, God. In there for like a second and a half, and she goes, there's the pregnancy, and there's the heartbeat. And boom, right there.
Wow.
She put the sound up.
That's a great feeling, isn't it?
Yeah. It's 146 beats a minute.
Wow.
Yeah, going.
Strong 7 weeks. Yeah, that's great. You can't trust those people. When I was pregnant with my son.
You got two.
I got three.
You got three?
Yeah, but he just called in a little while ago, my 23-year-old. He did a movie review.
Really?
Yeah.
You got three. I know you got a girl.
Yeah, my little girl. And then Nick, you know.
Nick, I know.
And then my older son. I think that's
the one
you know.
You got one older than Nick?
I got one older than Nick. Yeah.
Oh, you nine?
I was 9 years old. Thank you, TJ.
Jesus Christ, girl.
There's my birthday gift.
What the frick? Your dad's just
actually lies about her age. It was at 11.
Yeah. So tell me what. So I was pregnant
with him, and obviously I was a teenage pregnancy, and I was having some spotting, and so I was scared, So I called. Yeah. It's a scary thing. You think, oh my God, I'm going to lose the baby. And I called up, and the nurse got on the phone, and she says, well, that's because we're getting ready to terminate the pregnancy, and once we terminate it, it'll. And I just start crying. I freak out. And I, and as a kid, I'm thinking, oh my God, they're going to terminate it. My mother didn't tell me that. And so I'm freaking out. I go, what do you mean terminate the pregnancy? She goes, who is this? And I go, Andre Anatoly. She goes, oh, I have the wrong chart.
Oh my God.
And I was like, you better fucking make sure you got the right person on the phone before you say that to someone.
Yeah,
what is
just
wrong with
kinda.
You? Wow. Yeah. Yeah, so
God.
You never know.
Jeez, that's scary.
Very scary.
And you guys are scared because you miscarried.
We miscarried
once,
in November.
Right.
And so, and she had like woman surgery back in May, June, a year ago.
Uh-huh.
A year ago this week. Yeah, June 15th last year. And so she's been pregnant twice since the clean out surgery.
Right.
She had like endometriosis, whatever.
Right.
Stuff. And, we've been nervous as anything since ever because of November.
Yeah.
But you know what? I tell you what, man. I just been staying right in the middle, and that's where I've got to stay.
Totally,
it's complete. If there's anything that I have no control over whatsoever, it is this, man.
Yeah.
It is this. Yeah. I mean, man. Aside from living right and eating well and banging on a proper ovulation schedule, beyond that, I got no control over what happens. And now that the conception has happened, I'm truly out of it.
You've done your part.
I've done my part, and quite well. Yes, I aimed high, and we have she's implanted like high up in the uterus. It's like way up, like up top in a cozy nook.
That's good.
TJ has super sperm.
I have super sperm.
There you go.
That and the fact that as soon as we were done every time, we put her knees by her ears.
True. Oh, okay. See, I usually do that before, but yeah. <That's good too. laughs> Whatever you got to do.
Good trial.
Knees by the ears. I like that one. Anyway, Andrea, are you going to be performing anywhere this weekend?
No, I'm not doing shit this weekend.
No, not shit
doing
this weekend.
Nothing.
And TJ, obviously, no more stand-up for him.
I tell you what, though. The way the shit's flying through my head these days with this pregnancy thing, I would as long as I could bring something new to the friggin' table.
You're gonna start writing stuff.
That's the thing is that I would never come back unless I knew I was bringing something absolutely brand new to the table.
Right.
Then again, when I was doing stand up, I was doing relationship material. I wasn't the only guy. God knows. I wasn't the only comic doing it, but it was mine, and I was really, really, I was proud of that. If I find myself coming up with ideas and concepts and thoughts and feelings that were completely unique to me, I very well might. But what am I doing this weekend? I'm glad you asked. This weekend, I am, and I'm again, I'm glad you asked. I am going to a, I'm going to a fundraiser for the Ho Diocese in Ho, Ghana.
What the hell?
Yeah, I've been getting into church. And at my church, an associate pastor is Monsignor Richard Afrim from Ghana. And so tomorrow there's this big fundraiser in Woodland Hills at some friggin' centuries, 20th century, some film guy at his acreage, at his massive compound in Woodland Hills. And we're going. And so I got this great linen suit. And I am so excited. Gave me an excuse to buy a linen suit, and I'm gonna wear my a linen suit with a really nice kind of billowy linen. I was almost gonna say blouse, linen shirt.
Yes,
and I got this little cravat. I got this like little scarf, little thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look so adorable for the bishop
good.
And the
you will shave though before you go.
No, this is just Friday.
But still the curly missy.
This is just Friday. Yeah, this is just Friday. Today is just Friday. I don't care. I got a heartbeat. I don't give a shit about anything else.
There
all I know
go.
Is I got a heartbeat.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's so good to see you again,
man.
See
you too.
I'm here noon to two every day, so I never get to the valley no more.
Yeah.
I'm out in the valley no more. Yeah, I mean, I'm home, but I'm never around.
Yeah, I know.
I'm telling you, the love in the station is overwhelming sometimes.
Isn't it?
Yep.
It really is.
Yep. So,
and then Johnny Damn comes in and just blows it all to hell.
Love turns to lust.
The subversive Johnny Damn comes in, and the anarchist, you know, he comes in with his tattoos and body art and his attitude, and it's like, oh, God, there goes the love. he's sweet, though.
All right. Well, we're at the top of our show, at top of the...
Have a good weekend, Sam.
Thank you. I will, as always. You do as well.
I will.
You're going to go to the beach. Don't get burned too much.
Go to the beach.
You have pretty good skin, right?
I don't burn. I brown.
Oh, yeah. You got that olive thing going
on. We're Mediterranean.
I'll come back.
That olive oil hair and that Guinea charm.
Hey.
Actually, I'm Dutch-Irish.
Dutch-Irish.
What's that from?
I don't know.
That's from The Godfather. When Tom Hagen said, you tell him. Yeah. How you guys come out here with your
Irish.
Olive oil hair and your Guinea charm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the...
I happen to think it's one of the most overrated movies I've ever seen.
Oh, God.
But
God.
TJ's going to have a heart attack.
Yeah,
but I could never get past a certain point.
I think because you didn't watch it in the day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Probably.
You can't go back now and watch it. Yeah.
TJ's speechless.
It's probably the greatest film of all time.
All right. And on that note, we're going to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. And we'll be back on Monday, I guess. Not tomorrow. TJ is losing his mind.
TJ won't be able to speak till Monday.
Yeah, I'll address that after the weekend.
Okay, or on your show.
Jesus.
But by the way, Dr. Michelle is under the weather today. She's not going to be in.
Oh.
So we will replay. She handpicked a show from back in May. So we're going to... she just has a cold.
Okay.
She'll be fine. Right. And she's probably listening. Hi, Dr. Michelle. We hope you feel better. And we'll be back on Monday.
Listening to Mornings with Sam and Andrea.
Sam and Andrea.
Exclusively on LA Talk Radio.